Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Every season, I will press for God. God, he deserves that this morning. He's on the throne no matter what season.
Aren't you glad that no matter what our circumstances may be like in life, we can keep going, we can rest, and we can trust, because we know that Jesus, who came to earth and died for us, defeated death, and he's on the throne. Nothing can knock him off. He remains on the throne forever and ever. So this morning, if you're struggling to trust God with maybe a particular situation or a family member or even your finances, I just encourage you to open up your hands in symbolism and say, God, take it. Take them. Take my life. Take everything that I've got. We trust you to be in control. Because you're Lord of heaven and earth, and nothing can come against you. There is nothing on earth or no one on earth that's more powerful than you, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. And we ask that you would help us to rest in you, to trust in you. has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. Forever He is glorified. Forever He is lifted high. Forever He is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Let's lift Him high. Forever He is glorified. Forever He is lifted high. Forever He is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Forever He is.
Make this your prayer. Church, may this body bring you glory. May this body lift up the name of Jesus in everything that we do, in everything that we say, and in every way that we worship. Be lifted higher.
Nothing left. My best. nothing and nothing less. Just sing out our own song to Him. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. You overcame the grave. You conquered all my sins. You conquered all my fears, Jesus. You overcame. And so because of that, I give you everything. I give you everything. I give you everything. Oh, there's no one like you. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. Song that we give Him our everything, nothing less. But if you're here this morning and you'd say, Steve, I have not given Jesus my everything and I need to surrender my life to Him, this is your opportunity. We will not embarrass you. We simply want to pray intelligently, put some materials in your hand to help you on your journey. But you'd say, I want to make my life a testimony to His goodness. I want to know Him. I want to be in relationship with Him. I want to surrender everything to Him. This is how we do it around here. You can just slip your hand up and pull it right back down. There's one. Anyone else that would say, I need to know Him? Yeah, another. Anyone else that says, I want to know Jesus? I want relationship with Him? Father, you know our hearts. You see our hands. We declare this morning that there's nobody like you. We recognize this morning that you and you alone are our only hope. You and you alone are the only one that was able to conquer death, hell, and the grave. And because of that, we can surrender our heart and our life to you, and we can find salvation that comes from the Lord. And so this morning we surrender our hearts, everything to you. We make our outward demonstration by declaring with our lips of what's going on in our heart and in our life is that we say that you're sovereign. We say that you're God. We say that you're King. We bow our knees to you today, our spirits to you today. We claim you as our Savior. as our King. We establish you as Lord, the rightful heir to the throne of our life. It's you. We are not in control of our life. You are. You're sovereign. You reign over all. So we give you everything. Nothing less would do. We give you everything. We're thankful for the lives that are being birthed into the kingdom this morning. We're grateful. We celebrate with the angels in heaven that sinners have come home. We're thankful this morning. So, Father, we bring our movers to you. 10 individuals that each of us have written down that capture our heart because we know they don't know your son, Jesus. We want to be faithful this morning in praying for them. Father, we pray for our movers. We ask that you would save them, that you would rescue them. Some of them are in desperate and in dire situations. Others of them may not even know that they need you. But we're praying that throughout the course of this week, as we go to work, as we go to school, as we bump into people at a store or getting coffee somewhere, wherever we may be, I pray that, Father, we would represent you well and our love would be contagious and our light would be contagious and our life would be contagious and they would recognize that we're different and they would want what we have. We ask you to accomplish this in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bring the needs of this body to you. Those that are sick, those that are going through trials, those that are going through difficult moments. We've seen your hand at work on our behalf. There are living testimonies right here among us today that you're faithful, that you're able, that you're considerate, that you're kind, that you're good, that you're great, that you have power, that you're sufficient, that all of the things that we say about you are true. So, Father, because of their testimony and what we've seen you do in their lives, we know that you can meet our need. And so we pray for every need represented here. There are miracles needed in this house today. There are individuals facing medical situations where they need a miracle. There are people that are facing relationship issues where they need a miracle. There are people in this house today that are needing financial miracles. And Father, we know that you can do all of that and more, exceedingly abundantly above everything we've hoped for or even imagined. So we claim that for our brothers, our family members here at Passion today. We pray that you would accomplish this for your glory, for your name's sake, for the praise all belongs to you. And everybody said, amen. Come on, would you find somebody and love on them this morning? Let them know you're glad to have them at Passion. Shalom, shalom, shalom. That's how my day started every day for the last 2 weeks. So say it back to me. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right. Boca Tav, that means good morning in Hebrew. That's about all I've got right there. I just wasted it all. And right. Well, I had an interesting experience for those of you don't know. I just got back from Israel. I know you're jealous. But we can resolve that here in just a minute. And I'll tell you about that in just a second. But just struck me as a contrast this morning. One of the things that we got to do, it was the second time I've been, and I did this both times, is but something new about it is we went and we climbed Herodium, which is where Herod was buried. He built a mountain, literally, and because he was crazy, and he was a mega maniac. He built all these things, and so he built his own mountain, and that was his tomb. They buried him in the tomb, and something new for us when we got there is they have exhumed his body, and they're touring the world with his casket and his bones. So coming to a city near you, you can go see it. Then we went to the Church of the Sepulchre, where we're 99.9% sure is where Jesus was buried. And all these people are standing in line, and they all come out saying the same things. He's not there. Get the contrast. The one that had a hand in sentencing Jesus to death, his bones are being toured all over the world. But you can't go find Jesus' bones because he's not there. Amen. Anybody excited about that this morning? I'm excited about that this morning, and that is the truth. So I'm an eyewitness to the fact that he is not there, and it's not worth standing in line for because you don't see nothing. There's nothing to see. But there are some things worth standing in line for, and you can go with us. We're going in November. If you want to know how, come and see me. Amen. A lot of things have happened since I've been gone. I want to thank those that filled in for me, Darren and Julie. I heard they did a phenomenal job. We had one of our associates.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.